fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning. Here we are on Firearms Monday. We have some technical difficulties. We expect them resolved in just a few minutes. John Moore should be with us on this Monday morning, September 5th, 2023. I am Sam Andrews. I am here for Firearms Monday. We'll be talking about firearms, politics, ammunition, and related topics. So, this weekend at the Freedom Center USA, we had a significant amount of training going on, a lot of shooting going on in September, men getting ready for elk hunting trips, getting their rifles sighted in for deer season, men and women training in tactical skills, handgun and rifle. We have a 1,000-yard facility with targets at 100, 300, 500, 600, 800, and 1,000 yards. Steel and paper at all those ranges. And they have a very unique facility called the Coliseum Range. Literally a piece of land the size of a football field surrounded by 16 feet of dirt. And it allows us to do standard training with pistols and rifles, but also to do very advanced training. It allows us to take people inside the Coliseum blindfolded, lay them down behind a car, or barricade or a wall, take the blindfold off them, and have them fight their way out. 360-degree threat environment. There's very few places in the world you can train like this at the Freedom Center. And if you're interested, give us a call, 417-718-2597. John, are you with us?
I'm with you. We had some Skype issues. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Fantastic. Well, a year ago today, my wife and I had a private wedding ceremony that was several months ahead of the official public one. So this is my my officially 1 year married today, sir.
Your first anniversary. Congratulations. Tell the bride I said congratulations.
I will do that. I will do that.
Now, John, did you ever meet Bill Nardin?
Negative. No.
Bill Nardin was my mentor, and he was a fantastic guy, was a Marine. Early was captured in Laos And a B-52 dropped a bomb off target for some odd reason. He was hanging from a beam in a hut in Laos. He and his buddy were being tortured. They were captured by the enemy. This bomb blew the hut down, broke the beam they were hanging on. And Bill was the hardest-headed guy in the room. So he was the first one to wake up, slid his ties off the end of the broken beam and escaped into the jungle. And
Oh my.
Fantastic story. But you know, Bill always referred to his wife, Marilyn, as his bride. Never called her Marilyn. He always said, well, my bride says this, or I need to talk to my bride about that. And they'd been married 35 years, and he always referred to her as his bride.
Well, for those who don't know, as closest I've been to a B-52 raid was about 15 miles, and the best I could tell. The concussion was so powerful that my pants leg waved in the concussion breeze from a B-52 raid 15 miles away.
Oh, my.
The power of these B-52 bombing runs was just... It's hard. It's difficult for you to wrap your brain around it, but that he survived it at all, something that close, it was a miracle in and of itself. Amazing. So your mentor, well, outstanding. Of course, how could it be captured in Laos? We had no men in Laos.
Well, you know, there's a rumor going around to that effect. I don't know how much credibility I would give it.
Yeah. There was a film called Air America that it's kind of a docudrama about the secret war in Laos, which went on for many years.
Yes.
Absolutely. Before I forget, the prepper tip of the day is to get yourself some merino wool socks, gloves, hats, and underwear. You'll be very glad you did. The more time you spend outdoors in the cold weather, the more you appreciate those items. Okay, Sam. Let's move on to some firearms-related things. This is Firearms Monday. And, of course, Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. And, yes, he will answer the telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. This has been a kind of September I remember from years ago. More recently, so the first 2 weeks of September, it has been a repeat of August and July. This has been about the greatest September I've seen in a number of years. Oh, how about you?
Oh, it's been so beautiful here in Lebanon. It was 77 to 82 almost the whole time. We had 4 days of training, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And even the students were remarking about how incredible the weather was for firearms training.
Absolutely. Or doing anything outdoors. Well, what training is coming? We're getting near the end of the training session. What training coming up? Are there still slots available?
We do have some slots available. Let me take a look. Freedomtrain.net. Let me get there. Look at my notes here. So we had the basic technical handgun and rifle course last week, 4 days. We have another basic course this week from September 28th to October 1st, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you have a 9mm handgun and you have a AR-15 with a red dot sight, by the way, we had a student show up with a Trigicon sight that was about 4 power. And we had talked on the phone about that, and I told him it wouldn't work. You have to have something with no magnification, and it needs to be a reflex-type sight. And he showed up with that, and, of course, I put him in the side-prone position, and he couldn't see anything through his Trigicon. So when you go to sign up for a class, you can click on schedule at freedomtrain.net and pick a date that you want to come train. And then also what you want to do is you want to go to classes and click on that and read the description of the classes. So our 4-day basic course includes the basic and the enhanced handgun course and 2 days of training with the AR-15. Now that's for That's by design, actually. We used to do a two-day basic tactical handgun course and then allow students to come back whenever they were ready for the basic tactical rifle course. The problem was they had forgotten all of their finger to frame discipline, their safety discipline, their muzzle control discipline.
Most
of that disappeared between this block of 2 days of training and that block of 2 days of training. So now we do 4 days in a row. We immerse the student in 4 days where they're constantly being watched by instructors handling their handguns. And, you know, when they come back to train for the next class, they remember that finger-to-frame discipline, that muzzle control discipline, all of the safety disciplines that they need. There's something about the human brain. 4 days of training has a lot better chance of making things stick than 2 days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Being immersed in that culture, that climate for 4 days is a life-changing experience, isn't it?
It is a life-changing experience in many, many ways. And, you know, it was very interesting in this last class. We always ask the students at the end of the course, if you could change one thing and make this class better, what would you change? We also ask a second question. What do you believe is the most valuable thing you'll take away from this course? And it's amazing, probably 40% of the students give us the same answer when we ask that second question. They say, well, this has been life-changing for me. And the thing that really changed it for me, the thing that I think is the most valuable is I now have the confidence to defend myself with a firearm, where I wasn't really sure if I would be able to defend myself with a firearm, even in my own home before the class. But now that I've taken this class, it's the level of confidence. I absolutely know I can defend myself. And that's probably the most common answer we get. I didn't get that answer this past weekend, though. This past weekend, one gentleman said, I love the way you teach the mechanics of how to handle the weapon, how you're very specific about where your hands and fingers and thumbs need to be to operate the weapon with no wasted movement. It makes you so much faster with the gun and more accurate. That was one of the students. We had a gal in the class this weekend. Lisa did a great job. She was really fighting. And trying, her effort level was amazing. She wound up with single digit El Presidentes with both the pistol and the rifle, which was very impressive. But
when you say single digit, you mean less than 10 seconds?
Less than 10 seconds, in the 9-second range or faster.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, with her rifle, she was 7.71. I mean, which is SWAT team operator fast, right?
Has she trained before she got there and practiced before?
No, I don't think she ever held a gun before.
Really?
Maybe once or twice. Yeah. Yeah. And what was so funny about Lisa was, in her initial evaluation, doing an El Presidente, she was running an El Presidente at some point in the course, and I think it was 59.7 seconds. It was almost a minute. And she looked at the timer, and I said, yeah, you now hold the record at the Freedom Center. And she looks at me and smiles and says, yeah, for the slowest El Presidente in history. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I said, but you keep working, and don't be an accountant, and let's see where you are on Sunday afternoon. And sure enough, she comes up with a 7.71 in her final El Presidente.
Well, that's a remarkable improvement, isn't it?
That is stunning. I've never seen, you know, usually if someone runs a 44, I think she was 44 seconds with her handgun initially, and I think she ran almost a minute, 59 seconds with the rifle. Usually, you know, three, four years ago at the Freedom Center, somebody ran a 44-second El Presidente in their initial evaluation. They were probably going to get around 11, 12, 14 seconds in their final evaluation, somewhere in there. But now the way we teach trigger reset and the way we teach mag changes, the way we break things down, John, I haven't had a student in 2 years that didn't finish with both weapon systems in single digits.
Really?
Yeah, we've just sort of changed the way we break the movements down and teach them, and it has had a very positive effect on the performance of the student near the end of the course.
That's phenomenal. That's fantastic. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252.
But we kind of got off track here. Let's talk about upcoming.
Yeah.
We've got basic class 9/28, 29, 30th, and October 1st. If you have a handgun and an AR-15 rifle, you don't have to go out and hunt for weapons. You can get in that class. Even if you don't have ammo, we have ammo at the Freedom Center that we can sell you. Okay, so then October 6th, 7th, and 8th, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course, which I think is one of the funnest courses we teach. The students just love it. It's not terribly physical, but you learn to do a lot of cool stuff with your rifle. And you learn how to shoot through glass with your pistol. You just learn a lot of different things. It's a very mentally stimulating, very educational course because you're covering a lot of different topics, and it's a lot of fun. You will not be bored in the Enhanced Urban Vehicle course, I promise you.
Oh, no.
And you learn how to use cover.
No, you won't be bored at all. It's fast moving. There are a lot of personal attention. And Freedom Center intentionally keeps the ratio of students to instructors low. And you don't allow it to get above a certain level. What is that level?
12 students is the max it will take. Now, most places you go to train with a firearm, they'll have 20 to 25 students. They'll have one instructor and one safety officer, and they'll stick you on a firing line doing drills without anybody really watching you shoot. And at the Freedom Center, we have 12 students max. The maximum number of people have on the firing line at any point is 6. And if we have 12 students, we'll have 4 instructors there. The instructor ratio will be literally 1 to 3. There'll be one instructor for every 3 students. But here's the interesting thing. We have one guy running the firing line. We have 3 instructors. Each instructor is assigned to watch 2 students. So while 6 are shooting, 6 are reloading. And then we rotate those 6 out, bring the next 6 in quickly, and we continue with the class. And we found that when you have 12 people on the firing line shooting, if you've got all your students shooting at the same time, and then you send all students back to reload, and then you bring them back to the firing line, you don't get any more shooting done than if you have 6 students on the firing line with 6 reloading, and you rotate them. Pretty interesting, because in the first scenario, everyone's shooting, no one's reloading. In the second scenario, 6 people are shooting while 6 people are reloading. And so that allows us to have a very small instructor-to-shooter ratio on the firing line. You have an instructor with eyes on you at all times. You don't get away with anything.
Well, I know when I do my concealed carry training, I have 2 students shooting at a time. I stand between them so I can look back and forth, left, right, to see which one is doing what and help as necessary. But having a very low student-to-ratio, student-to-instructor ratio is one of the keys to great instruction, isn't it?
It really is, and for one reason specifically, people falsely believe that practice makes perfect. That's a lie. The truth is practice makes permanent. So if you've got 20 people on a firing line and the guy running the firing line can only watch 2 or 3 people at the most at a given moment. We'll talk
Hold
after
on.
The break.
Hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, where you can get world-class training with rifles and pistols. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam, let's continue.
We're talking about practice and people believing falsely that practice makes perfect. The truth is that practice makes permanent. So it's very important when you practice your firearm skills or any other fine motor skill that you practice it slow enough to do it properly. And by practicing slowly and getting the positions exactly right and the sequence exactly right, eventually the speed will come and you will not limit yourself in how fast that you can be. eventually you will be able to perform operations with a weapon at the speed your body is truly capable of. But it starts with perfect practice. Nice and slow as you have to go to do it in exactly the right sequence and exactly the right position. And it only takes about 7 practice sessions and 7 sleep cycles to really own a skill with a firearm. Some people are 9 practice sessions. Most people are 7 or 8 practice sessions. But once you're capable of practicing properly for 7 to 10 minutes, even if you do things really, really, really slowly, but you do them exactly right, by the 7th practice session, you're going to see this is almost feels natural, and it can be done very, very quickly.
That's good to know. That's good to know. And I've run into this myself as a concealed carry instructor. Typically, men who were, as a 5-year-old boy, were trained by their father or grandfather, and they weren't strong enough to pull the trigger on a rifle or shotgun or pistol at a 5-year-old, so they started using 2 fingers. And here's this healthy man, 60 years old, still using 2 fingers because that's what he learned when he's a 5-year-old. It's quite maddening. And other things that were improperly learned decades ago, that they've been shooting improperly for all these decades, it just becomes ingrained as to and becomes part of who they are, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And contrary, on the other side of the coin, is the female students who may have shot a water pistol as a little girl. They don't have bad habits, and they end up frequently becoming excellent pistol shots with just minimal training. You've probably seen that also, haven't you?
Yeah, it's amazing how many people that come to the Freedom Center that have never had any firearms training before do extremely well. And the main reason is they have very few bad habits to break.
That's right. That's right. And we've learned this. And another thing I've seen with big, strong guys is I'll watch their knuckles and they'll have a death grip on this pistol. And after about 5 seconds of that, doesn't matter how, you know, you could be Arnold Schwarzenegger, 25 years old. After about 5 seconds of that, your hand's going to start shaking, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't realize you have 19 fairly small muscles in your forearm. Those 19 muscles control the articulation of the hand, the wrist, the fingers, and the thumb. And if you death grip a pistol, you will start shaking. The way to control a pistol is by using the large muscles of the body to control the recoil. Death gripping the pistol and locking your arms will only guarantee that the pistol shakes and the muzzle rises a lot more than it needs to from the recoil of the gun.
Another thing that I see both men and women do is they lock their elbows. Just like Don Johnson in Miami Vice shooting a really big, high caliber pistol with blanks. But as I tell my students, you're not shooting blanks. You're not Don Johnson pretending to shoot a pistol on a TV set. You're shooting a real gun. And right. you need to have those elbows slightly bent to act as shock absorbers for that recoil, don't you?
Yeah, if the elbows are high and the inside of your elbows are facing each other, seems a little awkward the first time you do it, but that's the way it works. The elbows are high and slightly bent, and your torso is leaning forward and your hips are back slightly. That takes the recoil forces into the shoulders, through the spine, down to the ground. Where if you stand up straight, lock your arms, everything pivots at the shoulders and the heels.
Absolutely. Here's our next break. Call number is 512-248-8255. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. COVID 2.0 is coming back. If you want to learn about the real nature of these COVID vaccinations, there's articles, more than 200 articles and videos at thelibertyman.com, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says all of these COVID vaccination clot shots are meant to kill and hurt people. They're not side effects. They're the direct defense that's intended to happen. Details at thelibertyman.com. Products will help you, of course, including the injury cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? You wake up with arthritis pain, slowing you down? What are you waiting for? Check out the injury cleaner at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the injury cleaner. So check out the injury cleaner and the mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. This is Farms Money with Sam Andrews, and at the top of the hour, I always look forward to the Farms Tip of the Week, and we'll get that at the top of the hour. Sam, Before I forget, any updates on the ongoing lawsuit?
No, we've got everything scheduled now, and we're set for trial in late March. We should have a decision by mid-April, mid to late April of next year.
Okay. Well, it's been expensive. The listeners to the John Moore Radio Show have been implemental in keeping the funds coming in. Competent legal defense is very expensive. And
it really is. We've done some depositions recently. We're now $14,000 behind. That's what we owe the attorneys that are fighting this lawsuit right now.
Well,
so
they're
we can certainly use the help.
Yeah, we need the help. And we have a panel at thelibertyman.com with an address to mail a check or money order and a handy PayPal donations button there as well. And every dollar is certainly appreciated, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, the John Moore listeners and the Hagman listeners have kept us in this fight, and we appreciate everything that you guys have done. It's been absolutely amazing, and we're going to win. So,
well, I know we're going to win.
We just got to keep fighting.
The opposing lawyers, I don't believe, are ethical. Ethical counsel would have told their clients that this is a loser. You're just throwing good money after bad. But they just keep running the clock and doing those billable hours, don't they?
Well, I'm probably not supposed to comment on the specifics of the lawsuit on the air. So we're getting too close to trial. You know, you would believe how many people listen to these shows and try and nitpick what I say on the air.
Oh, yes.
Use it against
yes.
me, you know. But I guess you would, since you do 5 days a week of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's who's listening? And it's not related to this topic, but I know for a fact that men and women at the Pentagon listen to this show. So our outreach is pretty phenomenal.
Well, you know, how many times have I said on this show that the way to fix this country without violence is go back to free and fair elections? You know, how many times have I said this on the show? And yet, every time I'm an expert witness in a federal trial, or every time I go through a divorce, or, you know, I wind up in court over something, they try and paint me as this revolutionist, you know? Well, if it's revolutionary to ask for fair elections, okay. But, I mean, just, it's like you want to tell these people, just stop with the lies.
Well, I'm now hearing President Trump ask for paper ballots, one day voting nationwide, one day voting, no mail-in ballots, and paper ballots. They're not saying count at the precinct level, but I would advocate count at the precinct level. It's not perfect, but it's as close to perfection as we can get, isn't it?
Well, that's what France did to get rid of all of their voter fraud, and it worked. You know, we should have paper ballots. They should be counted the night of the election. We should have all the numbers rolled up by midnight, and that should be the end of it. You know, but we have so much corruption and so many criminals involved in government trying to steal power, trying to take what is not theirs, that it is a very difficult fight that must be fought at the state level in each state. We've got to go back to paper ballots. We've got to go back to hand counting, so that all interested parties can verify the vote at every precinct. And we've got to have a carbon copy of the ballot in the voter's hand. So if we need to reconstitute the data, if there's any shenanigans that go along with ballots, that we can reconstitute the data that the people of the United States have the data in their hands collectively, we can reconstitute the data and fix any problems or corruption that may creep into the system.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Sam, any updates on the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components, sir?
Well, the price of everything continues to go up. You know, that's the real problem. It's just inflation is just eating people alive right now. And everybody ignored it for the first 2 years of Biden's presidency, but now they're feeling the effects of it, the long-term effects. Their credit cards have started to max out, right? Their cash reserves has dwindled, you know, and they're having trouble paying the bills. And I've seen some polls, I think Washington Post Wall Street Journal, I think there's been some combined polls. I think Trump is now leading in some polls 52-42 over Biden. And I want to talk, since we're talking about this right now, I want to add that it's incredibly important for every listener of RBN. And I want you, if you would, talk about this on other shows. But I want you to talk about the United States Senate Bill 686. It is the biggest power grab in the federal government, in the history of the federal government, since the Civil War. What is Senate Bill 686 and why is it so dangerous? It is so incredibly dangerous for this reason. The bill prevents the President of the United States from receiving classified information. It gives the Select Intelligence Committee of the U.S. Senate total control over classified information and basically turns the President of the United States into an uninformed puppet. It removes all of the powers that the President has to classify and declassify information. Now, people say, well, what's wrong if there's Republicans and Democrats in the Select Intelligence Committee of the Senate? Yeah, well, guess what? The Select Intelligence Committee is the committee in the Senate that creates the rendition list, the list of political enemies that the FBI HRT team goes and disposes of. And I mean kill. When I say dispose, the Senate, the Select Intelligence Committee controls the kill list of the U.S. government. And FBI HRT out of Quantico has basically handled almost every rendition for the U.S. Senate since the beginning. I mean, for the last 40 years. So think about this for a second. You take the check and balance of the president classifying and declassifying information to the U.S. people. You take that away from the president. And you give it solely to the Select Intelligence Committee of the U.S. Senate. Now, the same group that can tab someone to be murdered by FBI HRT now controls all the information. That is absolutely frightening. That puts us right where Hitler and his SS were. Not a good place to be. No. You need to look at this bill, understand what this bill is. Call your U.S. senators and tell them, oh, hell no. And call your U.S. congressmen and tell them the same thing. This cannot pass or America is done.
I could not agree more, Sam. I could not agree more. And hopefully people will take action and let their senators know that this is not acceptable.
Yeah, and your congressmen, because it will have to pass the House as well.
That's true. It has passed the House as well. You're right.
But you're literally turning the president into a puppet. And here's the thing. Our founding fathers were geniuses in several ways. One of the genius in their government structure that they defined and designed are these checks and balances. Like the U.S. House has check and balance authority over the FBI, over the CIA, over these other agencies, right? And if our House was made of clean individuals, the dirt that the FBI and the CIA have on them would give them legitimate oversight authority. But now we have a situation where people that are responsible for being a check and balance over these rogue federal agencies, they're all compromised. And they know if they speak up that the agencies will out them and destroy their political careers. See, and so this corrupt government has very carefully gone about destroying the checks and balances and centralizing power, and we need to stop it.
It needs to happen. It absolutely needs to happen. Well, I'm seeing a lot of hopeful things being done at the state level with state legislators and state governors. That gives me some hope as a fallback position. How about you, Sam?
Yeah, there are great things going on in the states. And understand, at this point, elections are not controlled by the federal government. A federal election for President of the United States is controlled by individual states, the aggregate or summing of the individual state elections controlled by the states. The place to fight back is at the state level. You know, the states can grant and remove authority from the federal government. And in the sense that if you look at the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, it says that federal law trumps state law. But only, and this is the really important part, only in the areas where the Constitution enumerates a power to the federal government. Read the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. All powers not specifically granted to the federal government in the Constitution are reserved for the people and the states. And this is how we fight back. The states have got to stand up with a spine and tell this overreaching, out of bounds, out of control, out of position federal government, enough is enough. No more. And when the states start to do this, when we get 35 states do this, we can fix this problem. Without having bloodshed. That's the important part, right?
It is.
We want government for the people. The only legitimate purpose of government is to protect the people, their liberty, their property, and their rights. That's it. Government involved in any other thing other than that is corrupt.
Federal government. Yeah, right. Federal government. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I heard that there was recently, and I'm thinking it was for the 2020 election, that it was either a Supreme Court justice or a federal court justice that prevented North Carolina from doing, it was on a federal election, I believe it was presidential election in 2020, but it was a deal about the legislature was going to exercise their prerogative to have the state legislatures pick the, the presidential candidate or electors. But I've heard somebody say recently, that's what happened. And of course, you talk about the way the on the Missouri decision on some gun legislation, a federal judge just negated what the legislature did, passing a law. So I just don't believe it. I think this federal judiciary is just out of control.
Well, to that point, there's a lot of federal judges appointed, both Republicans and Democrats, that are not following our Constitution, and they are out of control. That is a problem.
Yeah, and out there when that prop, I think it was called Prop 87, and this was a couple decades ago, and and it was a state referendum or something, that because they can do that in California, the people voted that they weren't going to pay for these illegals for their schooling and their, give them welfare and stuff, and a federal judge just negated that too. They're just so out of control anymore. I don't know how we're going to get control of the judiciary. I'll try to find out more about that on the North Carolina thing, though, but I'm pretty sure I heard somebody say that, there was something about a federal election that a federal judge or even the Supreme Court judge just negated. So, anyway, thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sherry. I keep advocating people get active locally. The power of both parties comes from the county level nationwide, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, yeah. I mean, if your state is run properly, power is pushed down the ladder. If your state is run corruptly, power is centralized at the top. We have a problem in the Missouri legislature, and basically, all the power in the Missouri legislature is concentrated with four men, two men in the House and two men in the Missouri Senate. So you have the Senate pro tem, you have the Speaker of the House. These people can control what committee bills go to and whether or not a bill is even called to the floor for a vote. Which means, functionally, in politics, if you don't agree with the politics of your speaker and your speaker doesn't agree with the politics of your pro tem, you have no representation in your state government. Because if you have a congressman that proposes a bill that the speaker disagrees with, it'll never see the light of day in committee, much less come to the floor for a vote. And this is a problem. We don't have representative government anymore in our House and Senate because all of the power is concentrated amongst 2 to 4 men. And this is very similar in most state houses. It needs to be fixed.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, first off, I want to prime this. We're going to have a very important safety firearms tip of the week for anyone that owns an AR-15 after the top of the hour.
Okay.
So if you're deciding whether or not to stay tuned in, stay tuned in. You're going to want to hear this one. It's so We've got Senate Bill 686, which is the biggest power grab in history. We also have West Point. A number of people are being sued now involved in this government, right? It's a very interesting thing. There's a group called SFFA that is now suing people at West Point and people involved in the U.S. Army. So we have Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Army Secretary Christine Warmoth, U.S. Military Academy Superintendent Stephen Gillen, and West Point Admissions Director Rance Lee are all being sued because they're using skin color as criteria to accept West Point applicants.
I read about this.
I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, West Point has become so woke, you know, and they're teaching critical race theory, and they're doing all of this stuff. They believe that the only way to combat racism of the past is to have more racism now. That is insane. It should stop. Skin color should not be a factor in an application for acceptance to West Point.
Well, sex has also been used for years. Now, I'll give people a really clear, concise example. Twin boys and girls. They're both 18 years old. They're both 5'2" and weigh 100 pounds. The girl will be gladly accepted at West Point as a top athlete, top scholar. The boy twin, who is also a top athlete and top scholar, will not be allowed in West Point at all because he's a boy. So exceptions are made for sex also. The fantasy that women... not a single woman can do inspection arms with the M14, which is being carried on the parade ground of West Point today on September 25th, 2023. The female cadets all carry a make-believe M14 that no longer shoots. It looks like an M14, but it can't shoot because it's been modified to allow the much weaker female cadets to appear to perform inspection arms, when in fact they're not strong enough, even though they're the strongest 18-year-olds that could be found in the nationwide search for the top athlete, top scholar, 18-year-old young ladies. So there's a lot of fantasy going on involving sex and race and to the detriment of the national security, isn't there?
Well, it's delusions at a level that supports mass manipulation, right? The real delusion is that you can survive as a country if you don't pick your strongest people and your best people to run your military.
Meritocracy.
That does not bode well long term.
Meritocracy. Absolutely. That's the way to go.
That's what we need, right?
We have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.